Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. While many buildings, apartments, and other public destinations have become more accessible for people with disabilities, the reality is that many of these locations are still difficult to navigate for many. To help meet this need, Matt McCann created Access Earth, which is a user-generated platform that allows anyone to add and search for data about accessibility in hotels, businesses, and restaurants all across the world. And today, we're fortunate enough to speak with Matt about Access Earth, why he chose to go with a .earth top-level domain, and much, much more. And Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's start at the top. You have a pretty special story behind how you came up with the idea for Access Earth. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so I have cerebral palsy, which means I use a rollator to kind of get around the place, which means, you know, when I'm looking for a hotel or a place to stay, it would have to be wheelchair accessible. So I had booked a hotel in London, must be a couple of years ago now, that had advertised themselves as wheelchair accessible. But when I got to the hotel, there were three steps up to the entrance, and I couldn't fit my rollator inside the hotel room. So, I mean, that definitely wasn't accessible. So that's sort of where the idea for Access Earth came from, to provide a platform for people to rate places using easy-to-understand accessibility criteria, not just a simple five-star system.
That's great. Now, tell us about where you guys are right now in terms of growth and development, as well as your new mobile app.
Yeah, so at the moment we launched the new website about a month ago, and we're currently collecting user feedback about that and how to make it the best experience possible. But also, we're gearing up to launch our app across Android, iOS, and Windows, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And that's really sort of taken up a lot of our time. We're also, you know, trying to apply for different funding opportunities as well to kind of keep us going. But so at the moment it's really gearing towards launching the app and building a community awareness around that, because, you know, without the community, the app will just won't be much use.
Right, exactly. I have a question for you that's a little bit off script. You know, it's such a very special and unique idea that meets a very unique need. Is there anything else like this out in the marketplace? I've never heard of anything like this, and in my mind, it just makes me think of, wow, what a wonderful idea for a business.
So there are a couple of other solutions out there. I mean, you know, it just shows how much of a need there is, that there are other people trying this. But what I found with those solutions is that they try and boil down accessibility to a five-star rating. But, I mean, everyone's definition of accessibility is different. I mean, I've got different needs to someone in a wheelchair or even to someone in a power wheelchair. So I just wanted to not necessarily boil the ocean with criteria, which some other solutions like to do, like say they would be a government audited approach. But what we want to do is kind of make it accessible to everybody, where, you know, you can just answer a few simple questions based on their accessibility criteria. Like, you know, is there a ramp, or is there accessible bathrooms? You know, you don't necessarily need to know, you know, what's this five-star accessibility mean? So that's what we aim to change.
That's great. And, you know, as a user of a .earth domain, and you all were actually partners of the Founders Program last year, why did you all choose a .earth domain name when you launched the site?
Well, we thought it makes us unique. I mean, we have Earth in our name, and we thought, well, once we found out that .earth was a possibility, we thought, well, we have to try and get this, because it really will make us stand out. And also when we found out, you know, the values that the .earth organization stood for, and when we contacted them, they were fantastic about, you know, wanting us to be part of this Founders Program. And we think it was a great opportunity for us. And Yeah.
That's great. So, you know, we often say that having a .earth domain extension certainly helps kind of extend your overall brand or better communicate your brand. And do you feel that's the case here with a .earth domain extension for Access Earth?
Definitely. I mean, for one, it's definitely made it stand out. You know, usually people are expecting the usual sort of .coms or .net, but when they find, oh, it's just access.earth, I mean, they've really, like, it's it's a great talking point as well, but it makes us definitely stand out.
That's great. So tell us about the future of access.earth. What are your future plans, and what's your long-term vision for Access Earth?
So our long-term vision is to become something akin to, say, Foursquare or TripAdvisor for accessibility. So what we aim to do in the future is to, for example, bring in a booking platform into the website to allow people to, when they found their accessible hotel or restaurant, then they can just simply reserve a room or table, just to make it as simple as possible when people are researching places to stay. The goal is, you know, when someone's looking for a hotel, that they get a complete picture of not just the hotel, but of the area around them. So, you know, is the movie theater that they're planning to go to accessible? Is the coffee shop for breakfast or whatever it is? The hope is that Access Earth will be that platform and that voice for accessibility.
That's fantastic, Matt. Thanks for sharing those insights. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Just to check out the website and just rate places anywhere near you. I mean, this will only work with the community's involvement, and you know that's crucial. So yeah, that's just to check out the website.
Perfect. And for all of our listeners, that once again, the URL is access.earth. Please check that out and definitely share your insights. And for all of our listeners, you just heard a very special Voices.earth podcast interview with Matt McCann, who's the CEO and founder of Access Earth, which, as we mentioned, is a user-generated platform that allows anyone to add and search for data about accessibility with regards to hotels, businesses, and restaurants all across the world. And Matt, thank you so much for your time today.